foot of medallion. My diamonds are reckless. Feels like a tidbit. It is hanging from my necklace. Hola, compadres y damas y caballeros. ¿Cómo es fucking estado? Bueno, sí, nice one. Anyway, perfect conditions today. Got a bit of time. It's raining. So yeah, certified freak. 7 days a week. This is going to be a wet ass podcast. Wap, wap, wap. You remember when that song came out? And all the, all the dickheads like me when, I remember when my phone used to have WAP for the internet. And now, my phone's got the internet for WAP. Yeah, I was chatting about this the other day, actually. And you know when, like, in that song, when instead of, I mean, she could just go, let's have sex. She goes, I want you to park that Big Mac truck in this little garage. I mean, that's not at all sexy, is it? I mean, too much imagery, too much machinery. I mean, just imagine if someone said that to you, like, yeah, you. You just be like, I would love to, we need to spice things up, so I want you to park that. Have you got a Big Mac truck that you could park in my little garage? And you're going to be like, you want me to what? I mean, for one, you'd probably just be questioning your parking skills. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. It sounds interesting, but I think the truck as well. At first, I was picturing, well, when they said a Big Mac truck, I was picturing like a Big Mac delivery truck, like, you know, a truck delivering Big Macs. But it's not about, you know, the McDonald's popular burger. Oof. It's about, essentially, yeah, I just needed to look up what a Big Mac truck was, and, yeah, they're pretty big. So, what am I saying here? So, either way, like, you wouldn't want to be the garage in that scenario. So, I mean, bring the bucket, bring the bucket as well, sure. Bring the mop. And maybe invest in the necessary mutual medical / vehicle / home insurance for your mutual truck / garage / genital. Oh, God. Oh, garage, la-dee-da, garage. What do you call it? A car hole. Oh, The Simpsons is the best. Anyway, this one could be a short one because, as you can probably hear, I'm a few tins deep, and this ambiance that you're getting here, good day, sir, is me walking through, I've just been at my mate Reg's, and now I'm in London's Greater London's fashionable southern tip, a place called Caterham. So, I mean, well, it's chucking it down, so the only options that are going through my head now is, like, do I keep walking and sort of recording with the traffic and shit, or do I
Or do I cop out and ride the bus?
Ride the bus. Do you remember that song? Like, oh God, at the beginning, like, oi, in a Mega, in a TT, with a fucking afro comb in his head, he's fucking Dizzy Black. He's fucking
ding 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 ding.
I mean, we were waiting for the episode that's going to get cancelled, and I think it's going to be for my, oh my God, I think it's going to be for my Harley Crew lyrics. So, Jack Tibble today, yeah, that's right, the guy you haven't heard of, was seen by the Ann Summers warehouse singing anachronized rap lyrics from probably 25 years ago, or whatever it is. But anyway, the So Solid Crew. I mean, I used to, used to have that album on repeat back in the day. Me and my mate Callum, who lives around here as well. Fucking hell, if he's listening, get in touch, bro. Miss ya. But yeah, like my, as you're asking, I'd say, Jesus, wow, if you can still hear me, my favourite So Solid Crew guy, I mean, there's quite a few of them, but my favourite was the one, do you remember the guy that used to go like, Crikey! I don't know if he was even part of it, but like, out of nowhere, everyone else is kind of sounding cool, like before they'd start doing anything, they'd sort of like, ha, ha, yeah, like, you know, getting himself worked up. But there's this guy that's like a sort of pensioner or maybe Australian. Like they say crikey. Crikey! Iceland truck! Oh my God! Yeah, I'm walking by a motorway, so this sound isn't going to be great. And maybe I can fill it with, now I've built that context, crikey! No, there's just too much shit going on, but... I mean, God, if you're going to dip your toes back into them, or, I mean, yeah, if you're a first-time listener, get the So Solid Crew album up on your favourite listening, streaming thing, or whatever, or buy the thing, and find the song. I think it's quite early in the album, and it's got the crikey guy right up top in the... You know, right up top in the album, crikey! And what you want to do is do like I do, keep it cool, and you want to picture him sort of reacting to, well, just mundane stuff in the recording booth, and they've just sort of captured it for all times. So it'd be like, okay, man, are we happy? Yeah, but before we start recording, I just wanted to warn you that, that chair that you're sitting on is, it's actually a bag of snakes. Crikey! I mean, that's how you would sort of capture that lyric. Okay, yeah, the album's going great, but if this verse doesn't go well, then, you've got to make the tees for the whole crew. Crikey! Oh, I just love it so much. Anyway, a lot of you probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And you probably can't hear either. Because in that little flourish, I just got splashed by three cars who, no doubt, I told you on these little walks I get abuse, but in the rain, mwah, perfect. You just get splashed and fucking heckled at, so... We'll see if anyone shouts out or whatever. But, right, what did I actually want to talk about in this one? Right, so... I'll say sorry now, but... I mean... God. I think I'm gonna use the rest of this one... Holy fuck. I'll use the rest of this one as a sort of... opportunity to be a boring bastard and maybe talk about crypto. Stay with me. I mean, actually, I'm going to take back the apology. Don't accept that apology. If I apologise for every single sort of, well, every single boring thing I was going to say, we wouldn't have a thing here, would we? So just take that as a given. Stay with me. And I mean, what even is? I essentially need some help here. What the fuck is crypto? I mean, money from the crypt. It's a kind of weird etymology, isn't it? Like, sort of, like it's buried under a church. Tomb money, you know? Or is it sort of, like, is it short for encrypted, encryption, kind of puzzle money? I mean, either way, whether I'm Lara Croft or Alan Turing, I want to know about crypto, really. I want to know about it. I want to sort of make some money. And I have bought a few. And I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. But is there a way to sort of work out what's going to be the next big one or whatever? Or sort of, I mean, like me, is everyone just texting their mates like a load of shit? Sorry, Chip. I mean, people just texting their mates and sort of whatever. They'll try and work out what's the best one, and then they just kind of end up just betting on a name they like instead, like a sort of slow version of betting on horses. I mean, yeah, I want to really sort of know the rules and what's happening and all that kind of razzmatazz. But I suppose, yeah, if there was a proper formula, everyone would do it, wouldn't they? So it's probably just shit. Like, but yeah. Stocks as well. Any kind of sort of money, making money, whiz kids out there. I mean, send me a message. Let's have a little chat. Or actually, let's cut out the middleman. I mean, if anyone just sort of fancies making me, like, just if they just want to make me rich without all this bullshit, that would be nice. But I mean, anyway, what I wanted to say about crypto is it easy to start your own one? Because I want to make one called Tidbits and see if we can get, I mean, at least equal to maybe like Venezuelan bolivars or fucking Vietnamese dong. I mean, it can't be so hard. I mean, let's just call it Tidcoin or Tidbitcoin. You know what I mean? Make it happen. Any sort of tech spods out there, let's be friends. Let's meet on this motorway lay-by and do something a little bit more constructive than would normally happen here. God, this is weird. Anyway, I'm lucky it's raining so hard, because otherwise there'd probably be some dodgy shit around here. But Jesus, okay. What? Oh, right. Okay, right. Things are starting to build up. There's more cars now. Thanks for sticking it out this far. And I'm gonna call that bit of crypto financial bullshit. Let's call that a. That's going to be a non-recurring feature that I'd think, what would be a nice name for that? I'd like to have lots of money, please. I think that would be cool. That's nice and to the point, isn't it? But, I mean, people always say sort of stupid shit when you've got the, what's the thing with the time machine and wishes and that? Like, oh, if I had a wish, then I'd wish for a time machine, and then I'd go back with the lottery numbers, and I'd be a bloody millionaire. I mean, God, if all you want is money, wish for money. Like, why go through this weird sort of time machine ceremony? And why only a millionaire as well? That's not really
an insane amount, is it? Hashtag white privilege, whatever. But I mean,
it is a lot. But if we're wishing, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably a quick way to kind of, well, tell someone's age, isn't it, really? And see how they react when you say that you know a millionaire. Like, if they're old, they'll go, oh, you know a millionaire, holy shit. Can I meet them and have a go in their yachts and stuff? But, I mean, if they're young, they're just going to go, wow. Do they have a two-bed flat in a sort of decent area of London? I mean, that's not that impressive. God, I sound like a tosspot. But anyway, yeah, probably should be responsible at this point. And if we're talking about money, be careful with your money. And yeah, for sure, don't bet on horses. And God, if you do get wishes, then yeah, then just wish to get rid of horse racing. Oh God, don't even know what I'm saying at this point, but I think there's a little thread in there where I just think horse racing is a bit grim, but that's probably the wrong road to go down. Anyway, so, right, let's call it there. I'm getting battered by the rain now, my voice is going, but yeah, thanks for making it through this one all the way to the end. And this is my Oscar speech. I do it every single fucking episode. Lyrical. I'm just fucking, yeah, getting battered by this rain. But yeah, thank you for being a subscriber, or indeed if you follow the Instagram account. And yeah, I think that's the only way that you might have heard about this. So thank you guys. If a friend has guided you here, then obviously give that friend a big smooch from me. It means a lot. And well, the last one, if this episode was kind of randomly thrown at you by an algorithm, and it's the first one you've ever heard, normally they're better, maybe. Actually not, it's all drivel, but why not delve back into the catalogue? I mean, some are probably better than this, definitely sound quality wise, but you know, I've recorded about 12 hours now. If you want to do a sort of tidbits pod marathon, there's 12 hours of me talking drivel. That's nice, isn't it? So whoever you are as well, don't be shy. You know, say hello, rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and all those things, like wherever you're listening. And actually, if you've got a good story about having a shit outside, planned or unplanned, then send it to tidbitspods@protonmail.com. And well, yeah, I meant to read a couple of them out today, but I can't handle looking at the screen, really, with all the raindrops and shit. This is insane. But yeah, always nice to sort of, when talking about shit stories, it's nice to have a backlog. Tea. All right. See you guys later. And yeah, maybe the next one will be a bit more peaceful. Take it easy.
All right, mate, how's it going? Craig here. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to show you how solid this was. Have a feel of that. Craig here. So solid. Yeah, mad, innit? Anyway, I'll catch you later, yeah? Oh, care for that on your shoulder. Craig here. When I get you cold. Just like that. Hell yeah, DJ, bring that.